This is Much Ado About Nothing, written by William Shakespeare, read by Matt Montanez. Dramatis personae, Don Pedro, Prince of Aragon, Don John, his bastard brother, Claudio, a young lord of Florence, Benedict, a young lord of Padua, Leonardo, governor of Messina, Antonio, an old man, his brother, Balthasar, attendant on Don Pedro, Borachio, follower of Don John, Conrad, follower of Don John, Friar Francis, Dogberry, a constable, Virgus, a head borough, a sexton, a boy, Hero, daughter to Leonardo, Beatrice, niece to Leonardo, Margaret, waiting gentlewoman attending on Hero, Ursula, waiting gentlewoman attending on Hero, messengers, watch, attendants, etc. Scene, Messina, Act 1, Scene 1, an orchard before Leonardo's house. Enter Leonardo, governor of Messina, Hero his daughter, and Beatrice his niece, with a messenger. Leon, I learn in this letter that Don Pedro of Aragon comes this night to Messina. Messina, he is very near by this. He was not 3 leagues off when I left him. Leonardo, how many gentlemen have you lost in this action? Messina, but few of any sort, and none of name. Leonardo, a victory is twice itself when the achiever brings home full numbers. I find here that Don Pedro hath bestowed much honor on a young Florentine called Claudio. Messina, much deserved on his part, and equally remembered by Don Pedro, he hath borne himself beyond the promise of his age, doing in the figure of a lamb the feat of a lion. He hath indeed bettered expectation than you must expect of me to tell you how. Leonardo, he hath an uncle here in Messina, will be very much glad of it. Messina, I have already delivered him letters, and there appears much joy in him. Even so much that joy could not show itself modest enough without a badge of bitterness. Leonardo, did he break out into tears? Messina, in great measure. Leonardo, a kind overflow of kindness. There are no faces truer than those that are so washed. How much better is it to weep at joy than to joy at weeping? Beatrice, I pray you, is Signor Montanto returned from the wars or no? Messina, I know none of that name, lady. There was none such in the army of any sort. Leonardo, what is he that you ask for, niece? Hero, my cousin means Signor Benedict of Padua. Messina, oh, he's returned, and as pleasant as ever he was. Beatrice, he set up his bills here in Messina and challenged Cupid at the flight, and my uncle's fool, reading the challenge, subscribed for Cupid and challenged him at the Burbolt. I pray you, how many hath he killed and eaten in these wars? But how many hath he killed? For indeed I promise to eat all of his killing. Leonardo, faith, niece, you tax Signor Benedict too much, but he'll be meat with you, I doubt it not. Messina, he hath done good service, lady, in these wars. Beatrice, you had musty victual, and he hath hope to eat it. He is a very valiant trencherman. He hath an excellent stomach. Messina, and a good soldier too, lady. Beatrice, and a good soldier to a lady. But what is he to a lord? Messina, a lord to a lord, a man to a man, stuffed with all honorable virtues. Beatrice, it is so indeed. He is no less than a stuffed man. But for the stuffing, well, we are all mortal. Leonardo, you must not, sir, mistake my niece. There is a kind of merry war betwixt Signor Benedict and her. They never meet, but there is a skirmish of wit between them. Beatrice, alas, he gets nothing by that. In our last conflict, 4 of his 5 wits went halting off, and now is the whole man governed with 1. So that if he have wit enough to keep himself warm, let him bear it for a difference between himself and his horse, for it is all the wealth that he hath left to be known a reasonable creature. Who is his companion now? He hath every month a new sworn brother. Messina, is't possible? Beatrice, very easily possible. He wears his faith but as the fashion of his hat. it ever changed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?